Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This is WBNW 1120 AM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, big primary day today. You know, and you split them into three different types. You got winner take all, you have the delegate count, and then you have the caucuses. Well, the caucuses seem to favor certain people and not others. They don't favor Trump for some reason. The winner-take-all is the kind of the scary one, because you could finish just second behind and you lose all the delegates, and both for Michigan and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and for Michigan for Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, you're looking at a substantial number of delegates, and the Republicans trying every single thing they can do to prevent the count going to 1,237, which would mean that there would not be a majority of votes in for the candidate, and then you'd go to an open convention, a contested convention, a broken convention, and the GOP faithful, whom I just can't stomach, would then try to bring in their own candidate. Happily, another negative guy, as far as I'm concerned, Michael Bloomberg, you won't hear about him. He will not run as a third-party candidate because he's afraid he'll end up getting Trump or Cruz elected. I'm not going to say Trump would be the best candidate, but I will say that so many people hate Cruz because he is the personification of conservatism, doesn't back off from anyone, has called Mitch McConnell a liar. I'd vote for him just on the basis of having him call Mitch McConnell a liar. And if we don't wake up, you're going to have some serious choices. Yeah, I'm getting more and more uneasy about Trump. Is he still my second choice? Yeah, all you have to do is look down the line. Rubio's exposed himself as a fraud, a guy who never shows up to vote. Somebody whose true colors, I believe, came out because he just couldn't withstand the attack by Trump the bully. And if you're looking for character that we used to have way back when, you're going to have to look really hard to go back to Ronald Reagan. But this is 2016. It's a whole different mode. It's a whole different campaign. It's a whole different psychological approach. Rubio has to win his home state. The question is, should he pull out of this election before the Florida results come in, before the Florida balloting, before the Florida vote? Because it might prove to have serious injury to any future he has as a politician. That's a question he has to decide, because he's way behind in Mississippi, Michigan, Hawaii, and Idaho. He's a dead candidate. Does he further want to complicate things? Well, he has suggested an alliance with John Kasich to prevent the emergence of either Trump or Cruz. And Cruz has suggested that in terms of strategy as well, that Rubio should pull out so that it allows a two-man race. I mean, all I can tell you is Donald Trump is sitting there and he's laughing and he's having a good time. And you might have noticed in the past couple of weeks, I'm not as pumped up over Donald Trump as I have been. He's still my number two choice. I just am starting to wonder how serious the psychological baggage is here. I'm not talking about someone who isn't a huge success or couldn't get things into order. I'm just saying there's a limit for all of us. There's a limit for what I can say on radio. There's a limit to this. There's a limit to that. And then you step outside the parameters. You talk about free speech. There's a limit. Start threatening people's lives who don't want to engage in free speech. You've gone over the limit. Don't mean to say anything drastic here. It's over the limit for a lot of people who are making comparisons to, in defense of Donald Trump, to his talk last night in Mississippi, which is up for, 100 and, I can't remember the exact number of votes, but they turned a huge crowd. Trump asked people to raise his right hand. This is a rallying tool. You know what this is? This is a sales pitch. I understand. But the media hates Trump so much, and fellow politicians hate him so much, that they started to compare the raising of hands to promise to vote for Trump as a Hitler salute. It's the word disingenuous doesn't describe it. The word disgrace does. So Trump was trying to simulate Hitler in that kind of setting. This is how far the disgusting, disgraceful media has gone. And when I say the media, I'm talking about people whom I used to hold in the highest regard that I don't anymore. Charles Krauthammer, George Will. I'm kind of giving you all call to conservatives. Bill Kristol, who hates Trump so much, he's on his hands and knees praying for a broken convention. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a really unstable environment. Now, I haven't even talked about on the other side yet. And I saw that town meeting hosted by Bret Baier, put on by Fox, kind of in congruency, isn't it, in Detroit, with interviews of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Hillary's negatives in terms of trust react somewhere between 85 and 96% that distrust her, and that distrust Sanders, I don't know, maybe 10, 12%. And Hillary is way ahead here. Hillary's going to wrap it up. I believe she'll wrap it up before the 15th. Now, the only reason I'd want Sanders in there is because I always have to hesitate now when I say this. 5 years ago, I would have said 6 years ago, because he has no chance of winning. This country has gone so crazy, although I think there is a revival of the entrepreneurial, capitalistic spirit in this country, and the sense of values and how crazy we become and how much hatred that the average person, American now, has for the media and Congress, that I would guess to say Bernie Sanders couldn't win. And that's one of the reasons I would love to see him defeat Hillary. I don't dislike Bernie Sanders at all. I can't stand what he represents, but he believes it 100%. I saw them both give their talks and answer questions. They were both very, what's the word here? I thought very precise in their views, very consistent. Hillary is as good a liar as anybody I've ever seen, maybe with the exception of, well, she and Barack Obama. It's pretty tough to say which one is the more accomplished liar. Bernie Sanders, the reason I don't dislike Bernie Sanders is the same reason that I didn't dislike a lot of other left-wing politicians who really believed it, mostly in the days of liberalism, when they believe what they said. He believes what he says, that he's going to spend $19 trillion to bankrupt the country, to give everybody something free, to be under the thumb of the government. You want to be under the thumb of the government? So these races will go on. And Hillary had it well rehearsed last night, answering all the questions about her emails. You know, as if there was just an oversight here, and everybody does it. Everybody should release the content of their speeches and still release it. She's running for president. Same thing with Donald Trump on his tax returns. Only everybody, just about everybody has released him. Does it concern me? It only concerns me because of the reaction of the American people. If the, you know, there are things you can do which may not be in great taste, and there are other things you can do which are against the law. And I have no evidence to make any assumptions that Trump has. You've got to settle for the best out there. To me, honestly, it's really Ted Cruz. And I don't think Ted Cruz is Ronald Reagan, but he may be the closest thing to Ronald Reagan. I've been disenchanted with him at times as well. So what do? You don't vote. You know what a no vote means? Let me tell you what a no vote means. It means the candidate you least want to get in there gets in there. So hold your nose and vote. That's my suggestion to everyone when the time comes. We've still got a ways to go. But I think we'll know pretty shortly whether we may face the real option of a brokered convention. And I don't know. Is Mitt Romney sitting in there hoping to be drafted? I would have said, gee, that, you know, I'll kind of forgive and forget. Not forgive, but maybe move on because I want someone who can run this country like a business. But after that speech he gave about Donald Trump, I find it hard to reconcile that as well. Thoughts that we may pick up later on in the show. We will continue coming up. Joining us a bit later on will be Peter Browning, the Director's Manual, a framework for board governance. We're coming.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Matt Kibbe. I'm the president of FreedomWorks. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and you have to listen to this man. He's a man that understands the Constitution. He understands the principles that made it our founding great and understands how it is we are going to take our country back.
All right, back with our second segment. Joining us is Rony Michelle Joseph, and his first name is spelled R-O-N-Y. He is the author of The Great Creator, The Creation and His Creatures. Now, you can get the book through Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And good morning. How you doing, Rony? Are you with us?
First of all, you say thanks to our Lord, our God.
All right. What inspired you to write the book, and what makes the book so special?
Well, I have to say thank you to Stu Taylor, thank you to Greedy Brice, and thank you to the listeners and readers. What inspired me is generally people associate God with religion and church. That is a false conception. God is much more than that. God is everywhere. God is everything. God is everybody. The single fact that we are breathing, it is God at work. This is who is God, and it is only a perfect view of God. And that is what this book is all about. That is why its name is The Great Creator, The Creation, and His Creatures. And that is the how is also revealed how to approach this God. So, to be one with him. Finally, the book is about you, about us. Don't you know that you people are God's temple? Yes.
You were miraculously saved right at birth. Do you feel that writing this book is your calling?
Yeah, I can't say that, because what is it is that it's a great possibility for me to do there, you see, and to do it. But only God can say so. So glory to God, glory to God.
You're the president of the Spiritual International Organization, Setha Sai Baba. Tell us what it is and how you would relate your function with this book.
Well, I was only the president of the center in Haiti. Setha Sai Baba's teachings are the basis of this book. His quotations spread all over this book. So that's what the book says. Most of the quotations are only Sai Baba's quotations.
In summary, how would you describe the book? You've already given us an overview. How would you describe it, and why would America or the whole world get a copy?
Well, it's hard in 10 minutes to describe the book. And anyhow, I would like to quote U.S. Premium Reviews. Jennifer Ways. That's what she says. The Great Creator, The Creation, and His Creatures is a collection of poetry that encompasses a range of topics. The poems guide the reader to the Creator's grand design at the creation, and through various issues human beings face on a daily basis, such as taxes and finances. The poems draw on the idea that we live dual lives. One aspect of life focuses on God and religion, while the other focuses on earthly concerns like sickness and death. The collection is broken up into 8 different sections that touch on different issues, such as truth, silence, and prayer. Each poem is accompanied by information from the Bible and Wikipedia, or quotes from other sources. These short paragraphs add a deeper understanding of the poem. Each poem is like a look into the poet's thoughts and ideas on the subject. Winnie Michelle Joseph expertly combines words and images to bring the message to life. The images are perfectly paired with each poem, creating a distinctive beauty. There are poems in the collection that will stick with readers and make them stop and think about the issues addressed throughout the book. The collection draws on many core Christian values to illustrate the idea of dualistic living. Each poem is beautifully written and brings to light each topic it discusses. The poet has created a collection that educates while providing readers with the opportunity to deeply experience the poetry. Thank you.
Joining us, Ronnie Michelle Joseph, the book, The Great Creator, The Creation and His Creatures. What other books have you written, and are there more books coming?
Yes, to Satya Sai Baba, I'm repeating. He says, our world needs only 2 things now, selfless service and love. My first book, It Is a Quick, January 2010, God's Manifestation, is related to selfless service. That's the service given from that organization, spiritual organization, to Haiti, my country. They spent 9 months there, you know, working, medical camp, and food for these people. The second book that I finished is The Great Creator, The Creation and Creature, is about love. You see, I cover the selfless service and love, like Sai Baba says. Well, with God's willing, maybe I might be able to go ahead and get some more. Thanks again, Stu. Thanks, everybody, for this opportunity it gives me to talk about my book.
Why did you choose poetry and pictures instead of prose?
Well, they are related. Poetry, poem, prose, they are related. Because this way, I can try to bring a living message to people. Poetry is beauty. Prose is beauty. Images are also beauty. So I try to combine all together so that people get it inside, get it. Because each one of us is a poet inside. Maybe we don't know it, but we are poets. And then when I use this strategy, so I appeal to the people on a deeper level, so that the message does its work.
Ronnie, you said this book offers a way back to eternity. What do you mean?
Well, that's right, back to eternity, because that's the design of God. That's God's design for us to reach the eternity. This journey on earth is only a passage to eternity. So people must experience this, and then God opened the door for us to reach him to eternity. That's what I mean by that. You see, so people, they read the book, they might find the way with God's willing. I can do it by myself. The book is only a tool. People, when they really decided, determination, there's nothing more than determination. They'll reach it, but they're with themselves.
All right, the book is The Great Creator, The Creation and His Creatures, written by Ronnie Michelle Joseph. It is published by Ex Libris. Thanks for joining us. We'll return after these messages.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
All right, we return. Joining us right now is Peter C. Browning. He has experience on the boards of 13 public companies, two as CEO. He's the founder and managing director of Peter Browning Partners. It's a board advisory service that assists directors in having them answer tough questions in the areas of board governance, board performance, and dynamics. The book is co-written with William Sparks. He's vice president of talent with NPro Industries and a managing partner with Peter Browning Partners. The book, The Director's Manual, A Framework for Board Governance, and it is published in a hardcover by Wiley. Peter, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Stu, thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it is. It's a pleasure to have you on because I think you talk about a subject that is kind of in that gray area for a lot of people. You know, people look at companies, they look at profits, they look at the CEO, they look at all the sizzle, but they really don't look about the decision-making process and where the areas of import are. Perhaps you could just elaborate on the importance of board of directors and how the nature of it has changed right now with the scrutinization that we're all under. Or when I say we're all under, corporations.
Well, yeah, I mean, you raise a wonderful question. Quite often when over the years I've been talking with employees, giving an update on the board and board function. I remember for myself in my early days, it was just to quote a paraphrase Churchill. It was it was a bit of a mystery wrapped in an enigma, if you will. And that is what actually takes place. They're not employees of the company. They only show up four or five times a year. We all worry about getting ready. So what actually takes place in the board? And so, given the fact that boards, again, on average, have four or five, maybe six times a year they come in for, when it's all said and done, about 24 hours. What really is taking place? What's the responsibility? And so I spent some time actually in the book talking about when it's all said and done, since they can't run the company, that's important to remember. You couldn't even if you tried, but certainly given that limited number of time you're there, you really have three responsibilities, and that's to make sure you've got the right CEO running the business. And if so, you show me a high-performing board, and I'll show you a high-performing CEO. And that's not always as easy to answer as you would think, but that is, you need to continue to scrutinize and test that question. The second principal responsibility is, if in fact it, the most important one is to make sure you have the right CEO, then your second question is, in case of an emergency, and we've got plenty of examples of this most recently, I mean, Valiant was faced with a crisis, United Airlines and certainly Apple and others. And so what do you do in the case of an emergency? And that's something you don't want to be debating over the phone. No board should ever leave a meeting without some agreement on whatever the answer is, on what's the short-term response in case of an emergency and losing the CEO. Do you have a long-term program to develop logical successors within the business? And then finally, do you have the right strategy, and is it being implemented well? And so when it's all said and done, those are the three most important responsibilities for a board.
And you think back to how due diligence now proceeds. And I go back, I think it was 2002, Sarbanes-Oxley was instituted in order to prevent circumstances from getting out of control, to exert certain controls and regulations. And we don't own any industry that's really over-regulated. And, of course, you have to look at the 2008 financial crash. Was Sarbanes-Oxley implemented in such a way that it went perhaps too far and didn't have enough flexibility either way, so that even though we don't see it in terms of indictments and prosecutions, I don't think we see enough of it, and I am pro-big business, that it's turned out to be more negative than a positive?
Well, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned Sarbanes-Oxley, because I like to go back. If you go back into the 90s, business could do no wrong. The stock market was at 2,400, and by the end of the decade, it was 10,000, almost 11. Everyone's 401k, it was an 801k, and then we had the dot-com bubble, and then we had those egregious examples of corporate behavior in Enron, WorldCom, Tyco, and others. And the outcome was legislation. You just mentioned Sarbanes-Oxley, which was directed at assuring the quality of the numbers, the internal controls around having the integrity in the numbers was in place. And that was the principal focus, and obviously it's still in place. The most important development when it comes to governance, though, occurred at the same time. Like, they both came out in August of 2002, and that was the New York Stock Exchange listing requirements dramatically changed the requirements for board governance. And that was a fundamental step change for me. Number one, it required, believe it or not, this wasn't required before, a majority of the independent directors, the majority of the directors to be independent. It defined what independence meant. It required the boards to assess the directors themselves, for them to do that themselves, for the committees to assess the CEO, and there are a whole list of other requirements that were new there. But the board should have participated in board education. But to me, the single biggest change was that it required the independent directors to meet alone without the CEO. Now, trust me, before 2002, there is no way any CEO would ever have allowed his board to meet alone without him. But that fundamental change suddenly allowed the directors to meet alone without the CEO, and it took a while for boards to figure out how to do it. And what came out of that development was this position, the lead director. And so it gave the board, the directors, in a much better position to assess the CEO, the strategy, their team, and to do it without the CEO present. So then, obviously, we had a continuing series of governance changes that followed that. And of course, since 2002, business can do no right. So it, and then of course we had where we almost lost the entire banking system, in 2000, 2008, and 2009, and Dodd-Frank, and a continuing series of changes to board governance is being implemented by the SEC.
And anybody who has a an ideological perspective on this to the right thinks that Dodd-Frank has done horrific damage out there and has done much more. It's like letting the wolf watch the hen house, or whatever that saying is. You know, with it's unbelievable who they put in charge of that. Has it done more harm than good from your perspective?
Look, I in 2008, well, I had for 10 years, I sat on the board of first, what they call Legacy Wachovia, and then it merged with First Union. So I was on the board of Wachovia for more than 10 years, in through including the end of 2008. Now, we almost lost the entire banking system into a black hole. So I have no argument with things. I mean, we can complain, we should have done this, why didn't we do that? Look, the fact that it could have been infinitely worse, and so what came out of that, obviously, is, well, how could that happen? We got to make sure it doesn't happen again. And personally, I don't have any arguments with many of the provisions of Dodd-Frank. In fact, you take a look today, the banks are certainly in the U.S. are safer, more sound than ever in terms of capital requirements. And, no legislation is ever perfect. We can pick at various aspects, saying it didn't go far enough or it's gone too far. I think time allows us to work through those. But I think our banking system, to me, is infinitely better off because of what took place with the provisions of Dodd-Frank.
Joining us is Peter Browning, co-author with William Sparks. The book is The Director's Manual, a framework for board governance. Peter, what has significantly changed with all the talk that went on, I don't know, several years ago? You've got a much better fix on it than I do about making sure there's no collusion, conflict of interest, and how many board of directors somebody can sit on.
Well, that's been a debate for a long time. And in fact, until Institutional Shareholder Services became much more active in providing recommendations for voting on the part of mutual funds. And that's another thing that occurred. In 2003, the SEC asked that mutual funds actually vote their shares. And so if you think about these large institutions holding, you know, multiple companies' positions, they're in no way do they have the time to go back and scrutinize those. So they went to ISS and allowed ISS as a resource. And so they
were. All right, can I ask you to stick around for another segment?
ISS.
Oh, we have to go to a break. Will you stay with us?
Providing guidance along a whole series of issues that are questions.
Peter, we're taking a break. We'll have you back after these messages.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Michael Eisner. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and I'm excited about having talked about my book with him.
All right, we return. A subject that you, I don't think you hear enough about, what really goes on behind the scenes, and truly a mechanism that is responsible for a lot of companies' successes and failures. Rejoining us is Peter C. Browning. The book, co-written with William L. Sparks, The Director's Manual, a Framework for Board Governance. You can get it through Wiley. And sorry, I had to interrupt you before the break. Never let you complete the thought, so why don't you proceed now, Peter?
All right, well, you'd ask me about this question of the number of boards that directors sit on. Is there more and more pressure around questions about how many they should sit on? What is the right number? And I was saying that Institutional Shareholder Services, which was providing advice and recommendations for large institutional holders of shares, was also providing opinions on that question as it developed back in the prior decade, the beginning of the millennium. And the question, they had said six was a max for individuals who are not sitting as a CEO, and that a sitting CEO should sit on no more than two outside boards, and you know, in addition to his own board. Now, that their most recent guideline has been five. They brought it down. You have others like Glass Lewis, which is another firm that provides advice recommendations to institutional shareholders, has a lower number, four. So there are many others out there, you know, with points of view. The most influential would be ISS. And then finally, the most, I think, a very significant development over the last couple of years has been the fact that BlackRock and Vanguard, the two single largest holders of equities in the world, have started to get much more involved in providing guidance around governance and proxy matters. In fact, they published last year, BlackRock, a very multi-page guideline. Their view on that is that they don't have a hard and fast rule. They just like to see that it's within reason. So anyway, the whole issue continues to have focus in this question of how many boards can a director handle at one time.
I think about an interview as you're talking here that I had several years ago with Carly Fiorina, the former CEO at Hewlett Packard, and all the problems she had. I can't remember the title of the book. But it was regarding her ouster at Hewlett Packard, and indicated it was a personification on what really goes on behind the scenes, and the fact that a lot of this is political. And I can't make a judgment on why she was fired. I think Carly Fiorina and the people at Hewlett Packard know. But Charles Krauthammer has an interesting statement that I totally agree, that everything is about politics. Talk about the political ramifications of being on the board of directors. And if you know anything, you might make a comment on Carly Fiorina.
Well, I think HP, I talked about it in the book, to be honest with you. There, I think the general consensus is that you had a very dysfunctional board. She didn't help. Of course, what brought that to a head is that she proposed they make the acquisition of Compaq Computer, and you know, there was it divided the board, and then you know, people were in the board, which they shouldn't do, were providing you know to the press perspective, and so frankly, one of your requirements as a board member is that what happens in that boardroom stays in the boardroom. That the generally acknowledged spokesman for the company, because they know exactly what's going on every day, is the CEO. There's been more suggestions that directors, and yes, it's to your question about politics. Of course, anytime you get more than two people, you've got a political dynamic. But boards work hard at learning how to work with each other, and so chemistry makes a difference. Makes a significant difference. And that doesn't mean you're all sitting around, you know, holding hands and singing Kumbaya. You have to learn how to work together. Have to learn how to disagree. Political dynamic is very, very important, as it is in any group. Boards, in order to be effective, have to learn how to work together. And that doesn't mean people who have a countervailing point of view or strongly held points of view express those, that you don't get into very difficult conversations. But in the long run, you have to come to a decision and make a recommendation. And so, yes, group dynamics, are you kidding me, are alive and well in any board.
What about selecting the right CEO to run a company, a big decision? We tend to live in a society where people can build a reputation. It's not necessarily based on production. In a sense, it's analogous, I think, in many ways, to professional sports. You have a lousy year, you get a small raise. You have an average year, you get a big raise. How do you relate that to the corporations you see out there?
Well, the single most important, as I said earlier, the single most important responsibility of the board is to have the right CEO. And so as you answer that question, that second responsibility has to do with succession. And I can tell you the wrong person, regardless of the size of the company, the wrong person can put the company in the ditch. And the example I use in the book is when Bob Nardelli, who had been so successful at GE, was chosen to run Home Depot. And I happened to be on the board of Lowe's at the time watching all this take place. And he just was the wrong person for a whole bunch of reasons, and within 3 years, he put that company in the ditch, took the board another 2 years to decide that they needed to move on. Highly controversial, one of the worst annual meetings on record. I refer to it in the book. I mean, that Nardelli held, and then they replaced him. Interestingly enough, they replaced him with his general counsel, who had also come from GE, had no retail experience, and Frank Blake, with his personality and style in a very quiet way, this is what really leadership's about, was able to select the right people, calm things down, and put that company back on track. So that is when we talk about succession, that is the board's second most important responsibility, as it decides whether the current CEO is a good one. It has to work very hard at it. The right answer, 99% of the time, I would say, 98% is from within. And I'll say this: there is no other job quite like that of a CEO. Suddenly you become the CEO, and your bosses, and there are a number of them, it could be 10, 12, how many on the board, they show up 4 or 5 times a year. Meantime, you're on your own. Some people handle that responsibility and authority better than others. And you're never going to really know until a person's in that job. So you work very hard at trying to assess.
All right, a lot of other issues I wish we could have gotten to. Difference in compensation, the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, whether it's true or not. Read the book, The Director's Manual, A Framework for Board Governance. Peter Browning, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. This is Stu Taylor wishing you all a great day. See you back here tomorrow.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.